Tracy had never felt so trapped. Paul had not left her alone for a week. He was trying to wear down her resistance. She tried going out. Paul had followed her. When they went to bed, Paul insisted on having sex with her. That was the worst part. It was a nightmare every time. Tracy would try to resist thinking of Edward. Paul would be going crazy because he couldn't bring her to orgasm. Then she'd think of Edward and things would go wild. The word ecstasy didn't do justice to the sensation she'd experience. "Can't you do anything but stare?" Tracy snapped as she looked up from the bean sprout salad she was preparing. "I could move mountains if you'd promise not to see Case again. We've been through this so many times I've lost count. If I'm blackmailed into making a promise, I'm not very likely to keep it." "I'm not blackmailing you. You're trying to make me promise something I don't want to promise." "If you loved me, you'd make the promise," Paul insisted. "I can't imagine a future without you." "Did I say I wanted to split up with you?" Tracy asked. "No, but your actions speak louder than your words." "For Christ's sake," Tracy swore. Then Paul started sobbing. His face went into his hands. Tracy put down the knife she was holding, went over to Paul and took him in her arms. She stood motionless, holding Paul tightly against her body, while uncontrollable sobbing wrapped his frame. Tears were streaming down his face. His eyes were red. Snot was hanging from his nose. "You'll be all right," Tracy tried to reassure him. "Promise me you won't see Case again." "I love you," Tracy whispered in his ear. "Promise me," Paul pleaded. Tracy tightened her grip on him and kissed his head. "It's him or me. Either you promise me now that you'll never see him again, or else I'm going and you'll never see me again." "I've told you, Paul." Tracy's voice was faltering. She had trouble getting the words out. "I love you both. I'm not going to make you a promise I can't keep." Paul slapped Tracy hard across the cheek. His fingers left dark red marks on her white skin. She released her grip on his body, and her hands went to her face. Paul shoved Tracy away. She staggered backwards. Her legs buckled beneath her, and she fell to the floor. She was still lying on the floor 10 minutes after she'd heard the door slam as Paul left the flat.